What up, what up, what up, and welcome to another episode of the Camping Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Sea Monster. And today's episode is Sea Monster's Mindset, but it's going to be a controversial one. It's going to be a little bit of a, let's see where your thoughts at. Let's see what you agree or disagree with. And that's okay. It's this dialogue. This is my opinion. These are things that I've been through, my experiences, what I went through in law enforcement, and to help better explain what they go through, what I went through, and to hopefully fill in the gaps a little bit and create dialogue and also hopefully answer some questions in this in regards to law enforcement, tattoos, what they go through, and how hard they're judged. Today's episode is going to be about law enforcement and how they get judged here in America, how we as society judge them so hard and don't treat them the same as military. We honor our military. We honor that they serve our country, that they go out to fight a war, do something elsewhere in a foreign country. And I respect that. And I love that. And a long time ago, if I didn't play Division I baseball, and right before I got onto the sheriff's department, I was going to go and apply. I would have been an officer because I would have had my bachelor's degree from college. But I got hired on really quick. I grew up poor, needed the money, and joined what I believe is the best law enforcement agency in our nation, which is the LA County Sheriffs. Our brothers in blue, LAPD, amazing, NYPD, Chicago, all these big cities and smaller cities are equally as important, as hardworking, trained the best, but I have to be biased because I worked for the LA County Sheriff, so that's what I'm going to say. But that's just because I enjoyed my time there. I enjoyed my time. There was ups and downs, and we'll talk about it. But let me help people understand why we should honor everyday law enforcement in the United States as equally as our military that serves overseas. They're treated as heroes, the military. Our United States military branches are treated as heroes. They are honored. They're given aid and resources and praise at sporting events, on flights, for homes, to buy and purchase homes. But what does the law enforcement in the United States, what do they get? They serve here domestically, you who lives here, who calls upon them to serve your community when there's a threat, when there's a crime, when you need them for something, for advice, maybe to handle your own business that you can't handle at home. They serve you for 30 years in many different ways. Not just 4 years or going to do a tour. For 30 years, they serve your community. They serve by assisting victims of theft, burglaries, assault, fraud, forgery, kidnappings, robberies, rape, murders, and so on. They see stuff that are horrible and horrific. Victims of rape, child abuse, assaults, suicides, and murders. They deal with that stress on a daily basis for a long time. And they sign up for this to serve domestically and selflessly, to assist others, to mentor kids to not join gangs. They have big hearts. They are people just like you and me with daily problems of financial problems, of problems at home, of physical problems, of gaining weight or not gaining muscle or having cancer. They deal with those problems and your problems at times when you call upon them. Yeah, you hate it when you are at fault for driving like an asshole at 85 or fucking plus miles per hour, and you blame them for your actions. You hate it when a park closes at a certain time and you're out there doing nonsense. You hate it when you're breaking the law, when you're drinking and driving, and you blame them that they have no heart. Yet you could have killed yourself or killed somebody else. You hate it when you're smoking weed, have open containers, and doing some stupid shit in front of kids at sporting events and getting into fights, and it's their fault. It's fuck cops. You're teaching your kids to flip up off cops. You're teaching your kids to not respect law enforcement who's there to help, to assist, to make sure that there's safety around us. Now, don't get me wrong. 80%+ of the people in the United States love law enforcement. I don't know if that's a correct number, but that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm assuming. And the reason I say that is because 20%, 10% of those people are criminals. And for sure, they don't like law enforcement because they want to continue to commit crimes. Another 5%, yes, you've been mistreated rightfully. You've been mistreated, and it's not good. And you have a bad taste, and nobody likes that. And the other 5% are people like defense attorneys who are trying to find little things and everything to get their client off, nitpick, throw it out to the media so they can sue the departments, so that they can get money. That's what I see it like. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that the times that we live in, which is this social media and propaganda and the media and how everything's overplayed and TikTok and IG and Twitter and whatnot, you will see a lot of shit. And if you follow that on your phone, your algorithm will throw you more shit. And so that's what's going to influence you in having those thoughts. Thoughts that aren't correct, that aren't factual. Let me tell you what cops do. They serve you here domestically. They miss holidays, birthdays, graduations, and personal events to serve you. They are overworked, underpaid, unappreciated, sometimes by their own department and supervisors, and sometimes by society. They have stress like you and me and more. They have to deal with their own problems as well. And sometimes they have to deal with your fucking problems. You see, I don't want this to sound like a pity party, because it's not. But how about we, as a society, take ownership of our actions? And once we begin to do that, then we learn to appreciate what they have to do and what they're doing for us. Sure, do they get paid? Sure, did they sign up for that? Sure, did, you know, go to training and all that? Yes. Yes, they did. What are you doing? You wouldn't do it. That's why you didn't sign up. This isn't a pity party. This is an understanding of a job that's difficult, and that it's becoming more difficult based on society's actions of not taking ownership and having disrespect. That's what it is. It's change yourself. Because back in the day, when I was working, you wouldn't talk to a police officer like that. You wouldn't run from a police officer. You wouldn't act the way you do. Because if they didn't handle business, I guarantee you your parent would handle business. Because hopefully your parents taught you better. Taught you better than to flip off a police officer, than to mouth off at a police officer, than to not follow directions at a police officer. Ask questions for sure. Why you got pulled over. Ask all these things, but follow directions. You have no idea why they're doing what they're doing, and they will let you know. And if they don't, and if they mistreat you, then shame on them. But there's procedures for that. There's things you can do for that. And it doesn't include being an asshole. Look, I'm going to leave you with a couple things. One thing that pisses me off is all the misinformation that's out there. All this propaganda that keeps getting exploited on the media that we all believe, just like COVID. Just like this storm that was coming in that was supposed to be so hectic for Southern California. Just like the holiday travel that was the worst ever, which it wasn't because I was on the road that day picking up my daughter. We believe shit without actually knowing. And one of the things that you guys keep on believing is this whole deputy tattoo or law enforcement brotherhood and tattoo shit. The banditos, the executioners, the reapers, the regulators, the jump out boys. You have no idea. You have no idea what that means. Tattoos have existed in family crests, sports teams, military, colleges as branding, shit, even our Olympic teams and people that go over there and represent the United States get a tattoo together. But because they take people to jail, the defense throws that tattoo around to get their clients off, to make money, and have no basis over anything. And people believe it. Because it's a hard job and they're dealing with assholes and have to put hands on somebody. And the media shows you a little video so that they could get more viewings. Violent men exist for a violent society. And what I mean by that, so you don't take that out of context, is that if you want to do a job and deal with violent people, sometimes force and necessary force and action needs to happen in order to overcome their resistance. Not more, but just enough to overcome their resistance and handle the problem. You won't do it, but these men that dress up in blue, tan and green, different uniform colors and different badges, they will. And if you don't like the way they're handling it, then you go sign up. Because you can certainly judge your quarterback and your team and yell at the TV, yet you've never played NFL. You can sit there and judge, and this player sucks, and why did he strike out, and they should trade him? But you've never played baseball at a high level. You can judge police officers on how they do their job, and they should have shot him in the leg or shot the gun out of his hand or not use force. Yet, you've never been in that situation before. You're entitled to your opinion, but it doesn't mean it's right. Lastly, I want to say thank you to everybody who does support. All the organizations, all the nonprofits, the society members in the community that support, love, and assist law enforcement. And to those who don't, think before you judge, because you've never been in their shoes and you have no fucking idea what they go through to protect you or everybody else, and they don't even know you. Thanks again, and remember, you can't be broken.